USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Mosque massacre. Breaking news out of New Zealand, where there have been mass shootings at two mosques in the city of Christchurch. At least 27 people killed, and that number unfortunately expected to rise. The gunman, believed to be a 28-year-old Australian, opening fire in the packed mosque and live streaming the horror as more bodies found at a second mosque, the Prime Minister of the country calling it New Zealand's darkest day. Now, witnesses report hearing 50 shots from a semi-automatic rifle at the Al Noor Mosque, where many people were inside for Friday prayers. Those able to get out telling reporters on scene, there is blood everywhere, and the gunman was firing at children. We learned the suspected gunman, posting an 87-page manifesto on social media before the killings, describing them as a terrorist attack. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The sound of air raid sirens going off in Israel after rockets fired at the populated city of Tel Aviv. The Israeli military believes the Iron Dome air defense system may have intercepted at least one rocket fired from the Gaza Strip, which is controlled by Hamas terrorists. No one hurt. The Trump administration continuing to work on a trade deal with China. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
President Trump is welcoming the Irish Prime Minister for St. Patrick's Day festivities to the White House. The president was then asked by reporters to update us on the situation between a trade deal between the United States and China.
We're moving along at a very high level. We're getting what we have to get, and I think we're getting it relatively quickly. So the China talks are moving along as to whether or not we'll strike a final deal. That I would never want to say, but they're moving along very well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's an old issue from back in 2016, but Democrats continue to press for President Trump's tax returns. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin suggesting he would protect the president's privacy if he was to receive a request from House Democrats for the president's tax returns. At a House Ways and Means Committee hearing, Mnuchin was asked whether he would meet the request for the returns expected to be sent by the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, who's hoping they might shed light on the president's financial dealings and potential conflicts of interest.
I will consult with the legal department within Treasury, and I will follow the law.
After two crashes in less than 6 months, President Trump issues an emergency order grounding all Boeing 737 MAX 8 and MAX 9 planes until they're inspected and investigators get to the bottom of the Ethiopian Airlines crash. 157 people killed Sunday. Now, last year in October, Lion Air Flight 610 crashing in Indonesia, same Boeing model, 189 people killed. Trump telling reporters the safety of the American people, of all people, is our paramount concern. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi praising President Trump's decision.
The fact that so many countries had already made their decision, again, just because we would ask for it doesn't mean it would happen, so I was pleased that the president made the decision that he made.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.